Congressional Republicans today began a series of hearings on the problematic rollout of the federal government's health exchange website. Since it was launched earlier this month, healthcare.gov's been plagued by a number of technical issues. Among other things, the Spanish language version hasn't even launched yet. Here in Washington, the health exchange rollout had a bit of a rocky start, but overall it's fared a whole lot better than the feds. So far, more than 35,000 people have enrolled. What did Washington State get right, and what did the other Washington do wrong? Bill Schreier is former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. He currently serves as senior policy advisor to the chief information officer to the state of Washington, and he wrote about this issue recently on Crosscut. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
It sounds, in reading about it, like one of the biggest problems with the federal website is that there were too many cooks and not one single chef overseeing the process of putting together health.gov.
Well, that's a great way of describing it. There were at least 55 contractors, according to reports and insider information, but no single one of those contractors was really the one in charge, responsible to make all of them plan the menu together, if you will, and create the seven-course meal that is elegantly served. So that was not the way it worked.
What else did the feds get wrong, do you think?
Well, having a single contractor in charge, one throat to choke, we call it in the business, is the best practice. Another one is having a project sponsor, a visible leader within the federal government whose job is on the line to get this right. And, of course, you could say that's President Obama, but he's got a lot of other things to do. And we really can't point to a single person in the federal government who orchestrated all the pieces either. So those are two of the big things. Another problem that they had is the best practices call for an independent oversight, a third party who's not affiliated with the government or the prime contractor who gets in, looks at the project, and makes sure that it stays on track.
Well, I was wondering if one of the reasons that Washington State was able to quickly fix a problem early on, but essentially to get its technology right, is because we're smaller.
Well, that is true. Washington State is smaller, although it's still got to comply by all the regulations with the Affordable Health Care Act. But Washington State also did those things right that I mentioned earlier. They had a single contractor. They led a request for proposals, a competitive bid, and chose Deloitte. And they had independent oversight from a company called Blue Crane.
And who did Blue Crane report to?
So Blue Crane reported independently to the Health Benefits Exchange, which is an independent authority in the state of Washington.
So in one sense, we were a little more consolidated. We had an independent overseer. What other things did Washington do particularly well?
Well, they did waves of testing. So they actually put the software together well in advance, months in advance, and then they had several hundred, possibly up to 1,000, what they call use cases, ways that people might use the website, and they tested all those thoroughly against the software. Then they did something which I think is kind of unique and interesting. They had real people, consumers off the street, come in and use the website and observed how they used it and what problems they had with it, and made tweaks like that. So I think that was a great win or a great idea on the case of Washington's Health Benefit Exchange.
I'm talking with Bill Schreier. He's former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle, serves as senior policy advisor to the chief information officer of the state of Washington. And we're talking about Washington State's health exchange website as opposed to the federal government's. We had a little glitch at the beginning, but ours appears to be working smoothly. And I should just clarify, Bill, were you involved with the process of putting that website up?
No, I was not. I retired from the city of Seattle last year, but I just joined the office of the CIO at the state of Washington in May, and my job there is something entirely different. It has to do with public safety.
Okay, so this is you as a technology guy, but not an insider in this particular process, talking about it. One of the other things that I wondered in reading and hearing the testimony that's coming out of Congress today, it sounds like the in addition to having a zillion cooks, that the federal government's procurement process in general made it really tough to get a single well-qualified entity to oversee the construction of the website, that they've got a lot of hoops for people who want to do business with them to jump through, in other words.
That's exactly right. Of course, you want a government procurement process that's fair, In other words, you don't want an elected official, a new mayor or governor comes in and all of a sudden the contracts go to friends or supporters of that elected official. So you want an independent procurement process. But the federal government has put so many rules in place that companies essentially have to have a legion of lawyers and accountants in order to comply with all the rules, plus they have to hire specialists to navigate the federal government procurement process. And I think the prime contractor on healthcare.gov, CGI Federal is the name of that prime contractor, was just that. They had a lot of great attorneys that knew how to win the bid, not necessarily good software coders.
I mentioned that we did have a glitch at the beginning of Washington Health Plan Finder. What was that due to, do you think?
Well, what I've been told is there's actually two big components to the health benefits exchange. One is the website itself, all the web pages that you navigate back and forth that pull up information. Another one is all the databases that it needs to connect to. For example, it's got to connect to the insurance company databases to get quotes. It's got to connect to Medicare and Medicaid databases and the federal government to determine eligibility and other databases to help people enroll. The problem with the Washington website in the first couple of days was the web pages and the connections between them. There weren't enough connections. The doors weren't big enough between the web pages. And once they found that out and fixed it, it operated pretty smoothly.
Bill Schreier is former chief technology officer for the City of Seattle, serving as senior policy advisor now to the state's chief information officer. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.